Representational systems. There are five sensory channels we use to represent our experience. Visual, through our eyes. Auditory, through our ears. Kinesthetics, being the touch. Touch externally and touch internally. This includes emotions and bodily sensations. We call this kinesthetics. Taste and smell. So these are our five sensory channels. And in addition to this, we may have a sixth one. And the sixth one, according to some, would be like the sixth sense, or it could be the internal world where we can make sense of our experience internally inside words. Like the information is already in our brain, or it comes in, and it's not through those channels, but it can be from the words or perhaps from different energies for some, for more of the sixth sense. But we're going to focus more so on the first three, the visual, auditory, and kinesthetics. They're the main ones we focus on NLP because, well, there's not a lot of people that have extensive knowledge of taste and smell anymore. You know, there are some people in the world that are excellent with smell and excellent with taste, of course, cooks. Yet we're working with the majority of the people. So the greater majority are really in tune with their visual, auditory, and kinesthetic senses or channels. Sometimes when we communicate, we can use one channel more than the others. For example, touching your partner in the dark. So just touching your partner in the dark. Ooh. No visuals, no auditories. Well, not at the start anyway, hey? So that's an example of using kinesthetics communication only. An example of visual only would be watching TV or a movie with no words. Or watching TV on mute. An example of auditory only would just be listening to words or perhaps music, or better yet, instrumental music or some good DJ trance music with no words. So that's three examples of staying within one sensory frame. But we don't normally stay within one sensor. You know, we watch TV, we have sound. Or we watch TV, we get sounds, and we may get internal feelings. We may feel our heart rate increasing or decreasing. So we have these overlaps. But it's important to note the differences between them. So when you have visual, you know, we're talking about pictures here and the visual world going through the auditory, going through the visual channel. See, there I go, I stumble again. These overlap a lot. Now, what you'll find is there'll be communication streams which will be focused on visual. Like maybe you're watching one of these amazing documentaries where there are no words and even no music. And while you're looking at it, you just got the visual elements.